This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces advance deeper into Ukraine's besieged and battered port city of Mariupol. Heavy fighting shut down a major steel plant there, and city authorities have been pleading to the West for more help. The fall of Mariupol, the scene of some of the most suffering in the war, would mark a major battlefield advance for the Russians, who are largely bogged down outside major cities. More than 3 weeks into the invasion, evacuation from Mariupol and other cities proceeded along 8 of 10 humanitarian corridors on Saturday. But humanitarian aid planned for the southern city of Kherson could not be delivered because the trucks were stopped by Russian troops. A bipartisan delegation of U.S. lawmakers visiting Poland said Saturday that the most urgent need in Ukraine's fight against the Russian invasion is to equip and support the country in every way that will help it defend its independence. The 7-member delegation, led by U.S. Representative Stephen Lynch, a Democrat from the state of Massachusetts, has visited reception centers for refugees from Ukraine and eastern Poland. They noted Poland's openness in accepting refugees from Ukraine, including in private homes. More than 2 million people fleeing war have come to Poland since February 24th, when Russia's troops invaded Ukraine. During an online meeting with the media on Saturday, the American lawmakers stressed the need to urgently assist Ukraine's military in their fight against Russian forces. They said that there is no room for peace talks as long as there is a hot war. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com.